Much of the Midwest will likely experience some favorable crop harvest conditions this week. We are expecting the exception to be in areas from Michigan southward to through Indiana and Ohio into a part of Kentucky due to the insurgence of moisture coming from Hurricane Sandy. Sandy is expected to move inland overnight tonight and early tomorrow, and it will likely take place somewhere in New Jersey, most likely. And we're expecting to see hurricane force winds to impact the area from Delmarva Peninsula northward to Long Island. We'll also see much of the same region experience the worst of the storm surge from the storm system, and coastal flooding will likely be most severe in this region, along with the heaviest rainfall, which will likely run anywhere from 4 to maybe as much as 10 inches in a few locations. That is inclusive of what has already occurred. We are expecting to see the rains filter out, or at least become a little lighter as they move deeper into the northeastern part of the country as we move on into the middle part of this week, but the remnants of Hurricane Sandy will likely linger in portions of the northeast through Thursday, and then we'll likely see some of that system finally leave the area by the time we get to Friday and Saturday. But it's going to be a rainy period, and eastern portions of the Midwest will likely experience at least a little bit of precipitation from this event. In fact, Ohio and Michigan both will see some breezy conditions, with Ohio seeing the windiest conditions, and near tropical storm force winds will likely be possible there. And we'll also see occasional rain in both states, and perhaps in portions of Indiana and northeastern sections of Kentucky as time moves forward. The storm system is not expected to create any damaging properties in the eastern Midwest, but it will certainly be windy in Ohio and wet, and not much field operation will take place. During the course of the weekend, Ohio was already wet, with the frontal boundary on Friday becoming somewhat stationary and actually being pushed back to the west as Hurricane Sandy began to approach the coast, and we'll likely see the wet conditions in those areas likely prevailing again through the middle part of this week at least. Now, the rest of the Midwest, though, will be on the other side of the storm system under the influence of high pressure. We'll likely see dry conditions prevailing through a big part of this week, and that will be an excellent environment for late-season farming activity to take place. That includes the harvest of this year's summer crops, as well as the planting of late-season winter wheat, and we'll likely get to seeing some of the field progress rates being very substantial because of the drying that's already occurred over the weekend. The temperatures will be rather cool across the Midwest because we've locked that high-pressure system that came into the region over the weekend in place, and so most of this week's temperatures will likely be in the 40s and 50s for highs, and that is below average for this time of the year. We'll expect to see low temperatures at night in the 20s and 30s in the northwestern part of the Midwest, and then we'll see 30s occurring in the rest of the region. The cool weather will begin to abate from the region as we move on into the coming weekend and into next week. Temperatures will actually warm up rather nicely once we can get the remnants of Hurricane Sandy to exit out of the northeastern part of the country, and the warm-up will likely bring us back into some normal, perhaps even some warmer than normal temperatures for at least a brief period of time. The warmest temperatures over the next 7 days will likely occur as we get into the weekend itself, and at that point we'll probably see some 50 and 60 degree temperatures back across the region. The U.S. hard red winter wheat country will stay relatively dry with the exception of a weak system that will come in late this week and into the early part of the weekend. It's not likely to have much impact. It will continue to be very dry from portions of northern Kansas all the way up into parts of Montana and the Dakotas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.